can you remember how many Masons were up there?
Oh, no, I can't. No use me saying that. Because Masons, they were... Well, some of Masons, they just used to... They were all under... Well, all this, always... I mean, I didn't go into it, really, but... It always seemed to me like they were a top Mason. Mm. And they all worked on... They all worked on good, solid pieces of rock, what they had put in. Mm. That's where they did the Masoning.
Right.
And it started down there and come in a big rock. And so they used to choose the rocks to the Masons. That's why I was saying they were one man.
Yeah.
And like this bank of Masons, about eight Masons, they'd be doing cobbles, pavings, what we call pavings.
Yeah.
There were 6 and 8 inch squares.
Yeah.
Well, that the Mason on that side, the boss Mason, well, I used to call him boss Mason. I always remember one, but he were on the flags with Mr. Radcliffe, and he lived in Adley in the centre. And anyway, they brought the rock up out of the hole, didn't they?
Yeah.
And they were big slabs, because that carpet are bigger, you know.
Yes.
All like that, bigger.
Talking about 10 foot by right, well, 8 foot square.
They'd be up to 18 foot by 7 or 8 foot deep. Yeah. And so, he said, and he'd mark it.
Yeah.
And he wanted that for cobbles. Mm. Doesn't want to mark it. He wanted that for flags.
Right.
They knew how it had cut.
Yeah. That's clever, isn't it? Just by a rack of the eye.
Oh, why? Not clever. It's just experience, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because if when it's put a small pop in, just one little pop, just to split it as they wanted it, if it went down to random, it'd waste of time, weren't it?
Yeah. You didn't get paid.
No, you got no pay for it, no way. So they put it to one side, that.
Yeah.
And then detailed two or three, maybe they got worked out, get that cut up. And then they started, and if you want to know, right, they started that rock, and they'd look all around with it, and he'd just come and he'd, you know, all a big lump of chalk, not a spill. They go, down there, yeah. Make the marks, his own marks. And they'd start, and they'd start to chip it all, a hole in. And they'd do that with their hammers, what they had. Can't just remember the name of all the tackle. And they'd put a wedge in.
Would they use plug and feathers then?
A what?
Plug and feathers, like little metal inserts, would they bang in?
Oh, no.
Before then?
They'd start with a small...
Right.
I don't know, plug and feathers, I don't know. But all these good chaps could do.
Right.
They all chewed backer.
Yeah. Yeah.
All chewed backer. They'd be chipping away and chipping away, you know, fill that hole full of backer juice.
Yeah.
Then it'd mud up. And that would just often get his silicosis. There were no dust coming in their face.
No.
So it were mud.
Spitting
at it. They keep going on. And then they make us out of that, they make a bigger wedge.
Yeah.
And they got the big wedge in, they were right then. Mm. They started working with the 8 pound hammer then.
Right.
And they held these wedges with a piece of steel which fitted around the wedge. Mm. And they held it so that nobody got their hand broke.
Well, I think we've found a piece in we did an archaeological dig and we found a little piece. That explains it, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's for. So yeah. they didn't get their hand broke. Right. Nor did they get their face cut with the head of the chisel. If it got too big, it mushroomed.
Yeah.
When he hit it, split.
Yeah.
So that's why they had to go back to somebody to be dressed down.
Yeah.
Instead of it being a mushroom head, they had to make it back to a proper head.
The dangerous, yeah.
Right, so they got it right. And then the boss mason had come up and said, right, we'll split it from there. So they get two big, good wedges with the steels on. Then they come with a 28 pounder And they're all, I know it's, people say specialist, but it is specialist.
Yeah, yeah.
28-pounder is a different challenge route than a 28-pounder.
Mm. Mm.
These 28-pounders, these lads,
yeah,
they could swing, and when they swung, they hit it once and they swung, it right around over the shoulder and down.
Yeah, in one movement.
They didn't keep going like that. Bang, bang, no. Round and bang.
Yeah, so they're using a circular
I could do that once a day. Yeah.
So you learnt how to do that, did you?
Well, I taught myself, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I used to have a do with him just to pass time on.
Yeah, yeah.
I had else to do.
Yeah.
Summer's day. So then, I needed to split just where they wanted it.
Right.
And then they took him on, each mason had his own, what they call the mound. There's a mound. Mm. And so on and so forth. And as they trimmed them down, the bits of stone and that, you'll see them in the quarry, they'll be all small mountains.
Of scaffolding.
Aye. It's all scaffolding. Yeah. And then they lift it up, Crane would lift the mound up and put it back on top, all. Get all the scaffolding together and back, put it back on top.
Right. This is the stone bench, is it?
That's the stone what they selected to work on.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
We call them banker benches. What do you call them?
They call them mounds.
Mounds. Yeah. Right, right.
I mean, maybe another quarry call them benches. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.